three verses of Scripture today. You already heard the one. Jesus speaking, wherever two or three are gathered together in my name, there I am in the midst. Matthew 18:20. The other one comes from Paul's letter to the Corinthians, two verses. When we bless the cup at the Lord's table, aren't we sharing in the blood of Christ? And when we break the bread, aren't we sharing in the body of Christ? And though we are many people, we all eat from the one loaf of bread, showing that we are one body. Today, as you already see, we are coming to the table to receive the sacrament of Holy Communion. Everybody in this place is welcome to receive communion, no matter who you are, what's going on in your life. If you want to get closer to God through Jesus Christ and your faith in Him, you are welcome to receive this communion. It will be served to you where you sit. Take a piece of bread when the tray comes around and hold it so that we can do that as the body of Christ and all take the bread together. Likewise with the cup when it comes. Take a little cup. Try not to spill it on you. We'll take the cup together and we'll receive communion in that way this morning after I have a few remarks to make. Will you pray with me? Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for this day and for each person that's come here today. And help me to help all of us remember something important about who we are in Christ. For we ask it in the name of Jesus. Amen. There's something going on in our country that's we should be aware of and alarmed by, those of us in the church. And that is that people are more and more isolating themselves. Did you know that today? That people are isolating more and more? I had a story about email that I was actually supposed to start this off with, but my brain's just a little bit discombobulated today. So I'm trying to decide whether I want to go back to that story or not. Should I go back to that? Well, yeah, I should, because it'll make you smile. And I want to make you smile. It's a story about a father who's teaching his little girl the Lord's Prayer. She's about 6 years old, five or six, and he's teaching her the Lord's Prayer line by line. And finally gets to the place where he thinks she's ready to solo. He's been working at it with her for about 2 weeks now, just, you know, every evening a little bit. And she starts to say the Lord's Prayer and everything's going along okay until she gets to the part where she says, "And lead us not into temptation, and deliver us from email." Now that's prompting me to say, to go back where I was, that because of social media, more and more Americans are isolating and even preferring to communicate with friends and loved ones via texts and Facebook and all those other ways that we socially communicate. And it's causing more and more isolation. In the gaming world, where people are involved in online gaming and the virtual reality stuff, there was a study, according to a survey of 30,000 gamers conducted by Stanford University. 40% of men and 53% of women who play online games rated their virtual online friends as better than their real life friends. Can I say that again? That 40% of men and 53% of women say that the friends they play games with online all over the world are better friends than their face-to-face friends. And they're noticing that this trend is continuing to grow. A National Opinion Research Center survey found that more and more Americans confide less and less with real friends. In 1985, the average American reported they had three friends that they confided in 1985. In 2004, that number dropped to two, which seems kind of not very significant, but on the other hand, it's a third. And if, you know, today it's probably less than that because that was in 2004. The number of Americans who have no close friends rose from 10% in 1985 to 25% in 2004, And in fact, you extrapolate that out, it's running around 33% today of people who say that they have no close friends. They even have a name for it now. The acronym is PSI. Stands for Perceived Social Isolation. I was reading an article about it this morning. I'll just give you these two sentences about it. There are clear linkages between PSI and the cardiovascular system, the neuroendocrine system, and cognitive functioning. PSI also leads to depression, cognitive decline, and sleep disorders. It was a whole article about how this, the way that Americans are isolating more and more, are causing all kinds of health problems for us. And it's even happening in the church. As more and more Christians are content to sit at home and watch TV on church and or online, this is a real tragedy for our country. And on the other hand, it's a real opportunity for the church, and especially this church. Because we are made for one another. We belong to a fellowship of believers that hold something in common, and that's faith in Christ. We're all on a spiritual journey, doing the best we can with what we've got to move closer and closer to who God wants us to be in Jesus. And when I read the New Testament, and I think, as I do every once in a while, about what I call the so-called one-anothers of the New Testament, where the writers of the New Testament say things like, abide ye with one another, accept one another, bear one another's burdens, comfort one another, be ye devoted to one another, encourage one another, forgive one another, greet one another, honor one another, be ye hospitable to one another, be at peace with one another, serve one another, and of course, in all, through all, and above all, love one another is repeated over and over and over in the New Testament. How can you do the one another's of the New Testament when you're isolated? Or how can you do that if you're a Christian and you decide just to watch TV at home? You're not with anybody else. We need each other. The Bible says that we are to laugh with those who laugh and weep with those who weep. I'm talking about fellowship today. I'm talking about that rich Greek word koinonia. It's oftentimes translated in the New Testament as fellowship. It's just as often translated as the word sharing or partaking. It's a word which means two things: sharing in something with someone else or sharing something with someone else. It's a sharing. It's a joining together of like minds. We have a fellowship here, and our fellowship is extremely, extremely important. And it's our lifeline, really, as Christians. And when we are tempted to isolate and to just to be by ourselves, I'm just here to give a warning that that's just not a good thing to do and can lead to all kind of negative outcomes. So my goal today was just to... I want us to do a little celebrating here today, and I want us to do a little... crying together probably too. Because the Bible says laugh with those who laugh, I want to celebrate a little bit. And so we have some brother and sister things that we need to take care of in the service. And I'd like to do that right now as a way of sharing in the joy that some are sharing right now. And I'm going to first turn to those who we want to recognize as graduating recently, whether it be from high school or college or whatever it might be. I've got some books here to give away. Well, by golly, thank you very much, Gail. There are the names. And so if you see your name up there, would you please come forward? I saw Madison already, and I see Annie going to let Madison come back out here. Macy, I saw you walking in today, Miss McGillicuddy. Come on. When she was just a little girl, that was my nickname for her, Miss McGillicuddy. And she still loves it, don't you? She's thinking, no way. Is Lexi here? Suzanne, okay. Robin, and I don't see anyone else that's here right now, so let me pass these out. Chuck and Suze, where are you? Chuck, can you give Tessa her gift? Thank you. Madison, congratulations on graduating from Cloverleaf. Jordan, this is for your granddaughter there, Lee. Can you make sure she gets that down to Florida? She'll get it. Little Dora. Oh, Liz, her mom's going to take that. And would you like to tell these guys where little Dora just graduated from?
South University of Nursing.
Okay.
On the east side. And she's got a job already at Cleveland Metro in the OWA. She's excited. She just found out everything was new.
We look forward to seeing little Dora one of these days. Just stand right up here. Don't go away yet. Macy, graduating from Cloverleaf High School. Congratulations. You think Lexi might be here? She'll be here in the next couple weeks, right? I'd rather give it to her during worship rather than give it to you. Is that okay with you, Mom? All righty. Robin, trash. Where did you graduate from, young lady?
Stark State with the continuing education.
Stark State
with
continuing education,
yeah.
Huh? Well, congratulations to you.
Yeah. As an EFDA.
As a what?
It's a very highly skilled dental personnel, and basically I fill teeth and do restorative dentistry.
You fill teeth? Mm-hmm. Robin, wow. Are you guys looking for new customers?
Always.
Ooh. Would you like to say where
South
you work?
Port Dental, across the street from Handles. Always taking new people.
So you can go over to Handles and get some sugar in your teeth, and then
come
on over to see Robin. She'll take care of you. I think I'll wait on Zach, too, if that's okay there, Suzanne. Well, listen, the Bible says laugh with those who laugh. That is rejoice. Another translation says rejoice with those who rejoice. And we need to continually lift up those in our congregation who are experiencing things like this, times in their lives to celebrate. And so we celebrate with you. Macy, congratulations. Glad you're here today. Robin, Madison, and we celebrate with little Dora. Liz's, yes. And we want to pray and thank God. Our Heavenly Father, I thank you for these times in our lives and pray your blessing upon those who've graduated, that as they move forward in life and in their professions and in their work and in their new schooling opportunities, that you would be close by their side. And no matter what they're doing, continue to remind them that they are in Christ and that they are growing and becoming more like him and having an opportunity to represent Jesus in wherever they happen to be. And so we ask your blessing upon these in his name. Amen. Thank you very much. Congratulations. You. Come right down. Bring your girls with you. Deirdre, you can come too. You already got your certificate a few weeks ago, but it's nice to have the Nutter family up here all together. This is Mom Nutter. You all know Dottie, don't you? Last year when I invited people to be part of a Disciple One Bible study class, Dottie said that she wanted to be part of the class, and she encouraged her three girls to be in the class also. And it was a great delight for us to spend 9 months together studying the Bible and learning more about Christ and learning more about this family. And anybody that was in this class with us knows that it's a delight to know the Nutter family. And we would just want to let you or give you your certificates today. And as I said, Deirdre got hers a few weeks ago when we had the rest of the group up. And these guys weren't able to be here that day. But Alyssa, I want to congratulate you.
Thank you.
You did a good job in Disciple Bible study. Cassandra, thank you very much. And Mama.
All right.
Dottie Nutter, I want to tell you, it was a pleasure to have you and your girls in this class.
It's a pleasure to have you too, Pastor Annie, in this church. It is.
Thank you.
But I do got to say, I tried to get my two boys in it, but when they heard homework and reading, they were done. That's all it took.
Well, they're on my prayer list for this coming falls class.
Okay.
So the mighty will fall.
Yes.
Wait a minute. Before you go, I would just like you guys to honor them by... Our gracious Heavenly Father, I thank you for this Nutter family and what they mean to our church. And I thank you for the opportunity that I had to spend these last 9 months with them. And they've been so grace-filled and wonderful. And I thank you for them and pray you'd continue to bless them. Jesus, we ask it in your name. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you guys very much. Thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. So we laugh with those... We laugh, we rejoice, and we celebrate with those who celebrate. That's part of holding one another up. And we also weep with those who weep. It's very important for us to do that as a congregation. I read a story this past week when I was down in Florida online. This comes out of a book called In Darkness Is My... Oh, I'm sorry. The book is called Darkness Is My Only Companion, A Christian Resource to Mental Illness. And the author describes her tortured journey through 10 years of extreme depression and bipolar disorder. Concerning the importance of Christian fellowship, she says, while in recovery, this is why it is so important to worship in a community, to ask your brothers and sisters in Christ to pray for you. Sometimes you literally cannot make it on your own, she said. And you need to borrow from the faith of those who are around you. Sometimes, she says, I cannot even recite the Apostles' Creed. Some of us aren't familiar with that, but some churches, they do that. Each Sunday, they recite the Apostles' Creed together, and that's what she's referencing. For us, it'd be like singing a song, perhaps. She says, I cannot even recite the Apostles' Creed unless I am doing it in the context of worship along with the body of Christ. For when reciting that creed, I borrow from the recitation of others. Don't forget the companionship in the Lord Jesus is powerful. When we were singing the song Still a while ago during our prayer time, I had a very difficult time singing that song, and I know exactly then what she's talking about because you carried me through on that song, just being in this place with you at the same time and singing these songs together has a way of bringing strength or providing some strength when one doesn't have the strength to sing or recite the creed. It was a difficult week for Gail and I. We did go to Florida. We were looking forward to spending time with Gail's son, Brett, and Paige, and one of the most beautiful babies you've ever seen, little Carson. He's 6 months old. 6 months? 6 months old now. And we were very much looking forward to going down. We basically were going clear to Florida to babysit. Brett and Paige needed to get away for a little while because they're down there by themselves and haven't made any friends in Florida yet. And they wanted to go to Disney World, or is that where it was? Yeah, Universal Studios for the day. So we went down on, and we were supposed to actually go Monday morning. We were leaving Monday to come back Thursday to Florida, and about Sunday night, I felt a little catch in my throat. I have this thing that the doctor told me is called angioedema. And usually it affects my lip. I could show you a terrible picture on my phone. I've showed it to my kids. It's like the worst picture in the world, right, Nathan? I've shown you that picture. And every once in a while, I'll wake up in the morning and my lip will be like, it looks like Gail hit me, you know, just, she would never do that. But, and anyway, it affected the back of my throat. And I took a Benadryl about 1 o'clock in the morning and went back to sleep. And at 3 o'clock in the morning, I was having trouble breathing. I said, Gail, I think you better take me to the ER. So I went to the ER and I said, you know what, we're catching the flight to Florida here at 6 o'clock this morning. You got to get me in and out of here so I can catch that flight. Well, they didn't do it. And so we missed our flight and had to rebook for Tuesday. And when we went home, I told Gail, I said, you know what, we need to look for a reason why this was so rather than just count it, chalk it up as a loss. We need to look for a reason. Well, that night, her mom called and said that her dad had fallen. Will you come out and help us pick him up? So Gail and I went out to her parents' house and got her dad back in a chair and had an opportunity to visit for about an hour and a half there. They knew we were going to Florida the next day and, you know, have a good time and go. And so the next day we got on the plane and went to Florida Tuesday morning early. And we got down there and got our rental car and started out on the highway, and Gail got a call from her mother that her father had passed away. And he fell again during the night, and Gail's mom called the ambulance, and they took him to the hospital, and first it appeared everything was going to be okay, that they were going to fix him up and he was going to be all right, but he didn't make it. And we learned that on Tuesday, and a couple hours later we got a text from Annie that Mike Stuver had died. And I know that some of you knew Mike Stuver. He was a founding member of Cross Point Community Church, and we've known him for 20 years, and he's been a very good friend. And to hear that Mike had died was just unbelievable. Too young. Well, anyway, it's been a tough go this week, and I covet my relationship with you folks. I draw strength from you, because when I'm looking out upon you, I'm seeing people that I know and love in Christ, and this is the way it should be. We need to hold one another up. We laugh with those who laugh. We weep with those who weep. We pray for those who need prayer. And I would ask you to pray for Gail's family. Pray for Mike's family. He's got three children in their, what are they, maybe in their late 20s, early 30s, something like that. They're having an extremely hard time dealing with the death of their father. Pray for Donna. It's our privilege to lift these people in prayer. We're here to encourage one another. We're here to be, help hold one another up, to bear one another's burdens. And I draw great encouragement from you. I know this isn't going to seem like the time, Vanna, but it is the time, Vanna. I'm asking Vanna Robbins to come up as a representative of a very special group of people to me, another very special group of people to me, I should say. 2 years ago, was it 2 years ago? We started one of those Disciple One Bible study classes, and Vanna and her husband Alan, who led our prayer today, were part of that Bible study, and the group very quickly bonded as one. And when they got all done last year with the Disciple One, they said, we want another go around. And so we did the Disciple 2-3 this year together. We were studying the letters of Paul. And one of the first lessons in the letters of Paul had to do with just his letters in general, taking an overview of those letters and looking how encouraging they were. And the application for that week was, why didn't the Disciple Bible Study class write a letter to the church? You know, Paul wrote all his letters to churches. And so we decided, that sounds like a good idea. And all of that class was involved in writing a letter of encouragement to the church. And when these folks read this letter to me, I heard it for the first time at our party that the Robins, we had it down at the Robin's Nest there a week ago Thursday. And we ended with a party and we celebrated the Sacrament of Holy Communion together. And Vanna read this letter. I said, you got to read that letter to the church. They need to hear it. They will. You're just going to be blessed. Vanna, will you read that letter for us, please?
This letter is a compilation of all of the letters that all of the class wrote, and Annie put them together and created one main letter to Cross Point Community Church. Dear Cross Point family, grace to you and may peace be with each of you. Be encouraged in your faith. You are a warm and wonderful congregational family comprised of individual followers of Christ, willing to join together and reach out to others in the community who are in need of God's love and grace. We thank God through Jesus Christ for you and our shared belief in the resurrection and your unwavering mission to love us to sanctification. Remain steadfast in your faith, trusting in God to use each of you to fulfill his plans for his church. Be grateful for each person who is drawn to God through his church. In all things, give thanks for what God has done and continues to do through you, through Cross Point. You have greeted and accepted each of us through your action, encouraging us to be more involved in God's work. Be encouraged that the love that you have for others and show to others is an impactful blessing to our entire community and attracts others to join us in our faith journey. Our community is filled with opportunities to serve, honor, and love our God, who has seen fit to provide fruitful ministries through his church here at Cross Point. Continue in your ministries, reaching out to those in need, sharing God's grace with all. Be encouraged to continue to love and care for those who are in need by feeding the hungry, helping those who are struggling with addiction, comforting those who are grieving, providing a safe, loving, and fun environment where children and youth can come and connect to God. Continue to provide and support teaching and learning opportunity of God's Word for everyone. Be encouraged to continue in the music ministries, providing opportunities for folks to develop, nurture, and share their gifts through song and instrument, always worshiping the Lord. You continually provide a wonderful, warm, and inviting atmosphere for Sunday worship service, where one can easily say, "Surely God must be in this place." For his love is reflected in your faces, flowing from your hearts, and heard in your songs. Your warmth is an encouragement for others to accept the invitation that is truly sent by our Lord Jesus Christ. Always give thanks to our Lord for the wonderful blessings that abound us here at Cross Point. There is an undeniable, visible, loving, and caring fellowship amongst the Cross Point family of believers that is overflowing with love for God and for each other. And when you find yourself getting discouraged, don't falter. Instead, tap into the strength and the faith power of the Cross Point community and family. Remember to keep your hope in the Lord, knowing that those who hope in the Lord will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not be faint. Isaiah 40:31. Let's continue to build each other up. Through God, all things are possible, and through each of you wonderful vessels of faith, the joy of the Lord will prevail. We wrote this letter in February of 2018, and I wanted to draw special attention to Marie Kehoe's words in her letter. What a warm and wonderful church, always encourage others to believe, leads us to share with the community, thanking God for caring for us, bring others to Christ by belonging to a church family, which provides friendship, love, and sharing of our loves to completion. In closing, Crosspoint family, our hearts are filled with great joy, love, and gratitude to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We give thanks for each of you, and we continue to keep you in our prayers so that we can all share in the ministries here on earth and in heaven above. With love, the Disciple 3 Class of 2018.
I know that the canon of Scripture was closed many, many years ago, 2,000 years ago. But I move that we open up the canon of Scripture so that we can put that letter in there next to Paul's. I'm very proud of that letter, and I'm very proud of that disciple class. I'm proud of all of you. I think we need to make copies of that and make that available to everybody in the congregation. That's a beautiful, well-written letter of encouragement. And I say my hat's off to those of you in the Disciple 3 class, whom we want to recognize as soon as we can find a date when they can all be here together. So, but thank you very much. I'll close with a little story here that'll tie us into communion and hope pull us all together. It's about a pastor who tells about how he got a call from a young parishioner of his to say that she admitted herself into a psychiatric hospital. He says, while she was there, I visited her when I could, and one of my visits was on Good Friday. And I asked her if she'd like for me to bring communion to her, and she said she would, and she asked me if two or three other Christians that she had met in that place would also be welcome to receive the communion that this pastor was bringing, and he said, of course they would. So in his own words, he says that on that spring afternoon, five or six of us gathered in her room and shared the sacred meal together. It was the most meaningful communion service I ever shared. Half a dozen strangers, each scarred by heartache, sitting helpless in a locked ward. And yet Jesus was there because we were there as His beloved. He was not only among us, but He was there within us. And even as broken people, we were one with each other. We were strengthened by His presence. We were nourished, washed, rejuvenated, all because we shared in the fellowship of Jesus. I thank you for your commitment to Crosspoint Community Church. I thank you for allowing me to be a brother and sister in Christ to you, you being brothers and sisters to me. I thank you for your encouragement, for your love, and for all that we share with one another. But most importantly, we thank the Lord Jesus and for the sharing that we have now to come together and receive what happened in that little room in that psychiatric ward. Because the truth of the matter is, all of us are broken in our own little ways. All of us are broken. But we find healing and wholeness and forgiveness and grace through faith in the Lord Jesus Christ. We give Him thanks, our Heavenly Father. We give You thanks for who You are and what You've done on our behalf. You've taken our humanity and lifted us to the heights of Your throne. And we thank You so much for that. We laugh with those who laugh. We rejoice with those who stood here at these momentous occasions in their life. And we weep with those who weep and pray for one another. We enjoy being Your kids, Help us to continue to be all that you want us to be as a church in this place in Chippewa Lake. Help us to continue to join our hearts together in faith and good works on behalf of the Lord whom we love so much. I thank you for each person here today and pray that you prepare our hearts to receive these simple elements that mean so much to us, for they bespeak the body and the very blood of Christ. We bow down to him now and give thanks in his name. Amen.